I'm Aaron Schachter with The World. Our next story is about two aviation trailblazers. Niloufar Rahmani is Afghanistan's first female Air Force pilot to fly a plane. And Esther Mbabazi is Rwanda's first female commercial airline pilot. The two women were recently featured by our colleagues at the BBC in a program called The Conversation. Kim Chakanetsa is the host.
Niloufar, I was looking at several pictures of you in your khaki flight suit with your aviator shades and your headscarf. But in the background, what really captured my attention was the size of the aircraft behind you. Can you just describe the type of aircraft you fly?
I fly the C-28. It's a small aircraft, but it's a very good aircraft. And it's fast. Lots of mission we are doing with this aircraft, like carrying the passengers, the ANA, like the soldiers, the officers from one province to other provinces. Some people get injured. We are carrying them to the capital.
Who was your role model, Niloufar, when you wanted to be a pilot? Did you have any mentors?
My father, he really wanted to be a pilot. But unfortunately, the situation of my country was like no one could be a pilot. When I grew up, when I went to the high school, it was always in my mind. But because in our religion, we are a Muslim country, and something is not allowed for the females. And I searched a lot for any aviation school. I really wanted to be a commercial pilot. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, in my country, there is no aviation in the civilian.
Yes.
The only way we had, it was a military.
Esther, can you relate to this as a young woman growing up in Rwanda and Uganda?
Well, our restrictions are not as tight as, I would say, Niloufar's side. Whereas on my side, the only thing you get maybe is criticism from people.
What sort of comments were you getting?
Why would you want to be a pilot? It's a male field. Oh, women are not as strong as men. And, you know, then you have to explain to them that flying does not really require you to carry the whole aircraft because it's all hydraulics and everything. Also, as a pilot, I've had passengers come on my flight and say they won't fly with me.
Wait, so Esther, are you saying a person will come up to you, seek you out and say, because you're a woman, I don't feel comfortable flying with you?
Yeah.
And so what do you say to them?
Well, I say you paid your ticket, so be my guest. You can just jump off and good luck trying to get a refund.
Esther, do you see yourself as a symbol?
Usually women of my country, I always tell them there is nothing that's too difficult for women. If anything that can be done by men, we can do probably even better. So Niloufar, are there young Afghans who come to you that want to follow your footsteps?
Yeah, like many people, when they see me in the flight suit, they are getting so surprised. And I say, it's not that hard. If you just believe that you can do anything.
Pilots Niloufar Rahmani from Afghanistan and Esther Mbabazi from Rwanda speaking to the BBC program The Conversation.